This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Who's getting sued for $4 million and may actually lose the case? If you ask me, in my opinion, Drake and 21 Savage, who have a new album out, Her Loss. And the reason they're getting sued is because Vogue, the magazine, is suing them for basically using fake covers of Vogue to try to hype their album. Now, if you follow Drake online, or if you are 21 Savage, or you've seen it on the internet, they've used these fake Vogue covers with themselves on it. They even used it, I think there was a picture of Drake and Anna Wintour, who's the head of Vogue, a fake picture of them on one of these fake covers of Vogue. Well, they've been all over the internet. People even thought they were real, that it was a real Vogue issue coming out. And at one point, they insinuated they were going to be releasing this. Drake did, essentially. So when Vogue found out about this, they got really upset and said, "We don't endorse anything. This has nothing to do with us. It's a fake Vogue cover. He's not on the cover, neither's 21 Savage." And Drake had at the time claimed that the editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, had given her blessing. Well, it doesn't appear that way, so somebody's lying here, because Vogue announced yesterday they are suing them for $4 million. Drake says he's in complete shock. He's surprised and confused by the lawsuit, but the more I look at it, the more I'm like, you know, I don't know how this is going to pan out. You're going to take the cover, kind of imply it's you on it. It's a totally fake cover. Vogue may win this, honestly, but I guess it'll take time to see what happens with that. We'll keep an eye on it. All right, here's the deal. It is Allie, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and I woke up this morning, and I realized it is officially 3 weeks today since I had my skin removal surgery, because most of you know this, but I lost 150 pounds doing keto, changing my eating, more low carb. I stay away from bad sugars. Everybody wants to know, how'd you do it? All food. It took about a year. And, you know, I lost it, 2019? I was officially done losing my weight the summer of 2019. And I had kept it off since then, even through, you know, COVID and everything, was able to maintain it, which I've been really proud of. So I started working out a year ago and wanted to tone, because I started to notice skin stuff here and there, obviously. And I worked out, and I worked out for a year. And just, even though I was seeing some tone and muscle, I was still having a lot of skin. So I got the skin removal surgery. And last night was the first time I slept on my side. It was like the best night ever. So I'm going to let you guys call in, because I did a little bit on Monday, not at this time, later in the show, where I talked about the surgery and everything about it. I answered any question that people had. I know people had a lot of questions. The number is 414-533-1037. You can totally call in, and I'm going to let you guys ask me anything you want about the surgery. Seriously, anything. I got lots of good questions on Monday, and I'd love to hear what you guys want to know. I think the most asked question that I've gotten, which surprised me since I got this surgery, was, how much weight did you lose from the surgery? And it's funny, I never thought about that question until I got that question a lot from people. How much did you lose? How? Because I just didn't think about losing weight going into the surgery. It wasn't about weight loss for me. That's not a thing anymore. I'm kind of just flowing with my lifestyle. So the fact that everybody had asked me that really surprised me. I was like, oh, this is what a lot of people think about when they hear about surgeries like this. How much weight did you lose? It was honestly, I think, only about like 2 pounds maybe in skin, because I did my arms. I had like an arm lift. Those were the worst. My stomach. And I posted a lot of this on social media. A lot of you guys know this, that follow me on Instagram and Facebook. And I had a breast lift and had to decide if I wanted to have an augmentation. I did that as well. Super happy. It was a lot of surgery, 3 things at once. But now I'm 3 weeks out and I'm feeling like so much better every single day. So I'm scared to answer this blindly, but good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Tony from Racine.
Oh, it's my boy. Hold on. Let me get your theme song, Tony. Good morning, hey. Tony. How are you?
Hey. Good morning.
Oh, I got to tell you, bud, 3 weeks out and sleeping on my side last night was like a dream, let me tell you, because it's been hard because since I had my arms, the arms done and my boobs and everything, it was kind of hard to lay on my side still being swollen and whatnot. So it was a dream last night. Tony, do you have a question for me or anything you want to know?
I got a couple, actually.
Give it to me. Give it to me. What do you got?
So, you know, we're all proud that you went through the procedure and, you know, your journey. We all mm-hmm. followed you and there with you. But mm-hmm. I want to know what is the one thing that you cannot wait to do since the surgery? Like, what is the one thing that you've been wanting to do since your surgery for the purpose?
Tony, that's a really good question. You can call in or text your questions, 414-533-1037. So, Tony, you want to know what's the one thing I want to do? This is interesting. You know, every day I get more and more back to regular life. Obviously, that's the main goal as far as what I'm doing. And I mean, I'm still wearing sweats every day and I'm still wearing compression gear. I got to wear that for about 8 weeks. But honestly, probably... Oh, this is such a good question. Probably just being able to, I would have said sleep on my side a week ago because I was so sick of sleeping on my back. But I think to get to a place where I can honestly, I'm not swollen anymore. That's kind of where I want to be, where I don't have to wear the compression gear. And even though I'm really happy with my body right now, I'm still... You know, it's not, I can't do any reveal pictures really yet. I know a lot of people want to see my stomach and my arms. I think I'll be, and everything's healing nicely, but I can't wait until some of the scars have faded a little bit, you know, and everything looks better. Yeah. And I can show you my stomach again, and I can show you my arms without not wanting to, like, you know, scare anybody. But I don't think they look
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they look bad. I got to tell you, Tony, I was showing the ladies in the office yesterday. Everybody, when they see me, is like, show me what you got. So I'm like, well, here's my arms. And I'm like, is this scare you? They're like, no, it looks great. You know, here's my stomach. Does this scare you? No, it looks great. You know, but I'm going, well, everything's a little swollen. So I'm not sure how people are going to feel about seeing this yet. But yeah, so I think being in a place where I can really show the reveal picture, a full reveal, because it can take weeks to months until you're really healed from something like this. Yeah. Even though I'm mobile and I'm moving around and I can lift 25 pounds now, it's going to take a while, you know, until I'm not wearing all this compression stuff and whatnot, you know?
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Is that all you wanted to know?
I got one more.
Okay. Go on.
So after said and done, your picture ready.
Uh-huh.
Does this mean after your surgery and you're confident now,
uh-huh.
does that mean you're going to be adjusting your dating profile to younger guys?
Oh my gosh, Tony, you're crazy. You know what? No, I'm not. I don't even know what the age range on my dating profile is. It's probably, I don't even know what it is. How old are you, Tony?
Oh, I'm 32.
Oh, you're way too. You're like a baby. Come on. Maybe I will. You know, I don't know. That's really a funny question. Really a funny question.
I had to make you laugh before I get off the air.
So I love it, Tony. You're the best. Hey, thanks for calling in, bud. I appreciate your questions.
Day.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, all right. I'm going to keep taking your calls. Honestly, you can ask me anything you want. 414-533-1037. We'll talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just talking about how today marks 3 weeks since I had my surgery that I've been very open about, my skin removal surgery after losing 150 pounds. And so I figured, you know, I know a lot of people have been asking me questions and there's a lot of things they want to know. I have been posting, you know, up here and there a lot on my Facebook and my Instagram about it, different stuff on each thing. But people still have a lot of questions, and I get that. So I said, you can ask me anything. I will answer anything, and I'm happy to do it. So we got some people on the phone who have questions. First up on the show, let's go to our girl, Saucy Sandra.
I'm different. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Myra's like, I don't need to ask her any questions. I follow her on TikTok. I see everything. I know everything.
Oh, I didn't even mention TikTok. I put up a lot of videos on there, too. That's true. Yeah.
Yes,
I know. Yes. So, Sandra, what do you think? What's your question for me about the surgery?
Well, okay, I had a C-section, mm-hmm. so I have my C-section scar.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, like, is that the same area that they take the skin from, as well as is your scar from hip to hip?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to know how big the scar is on my stomach.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so yes, I had C-sections too, so I had the very tiny one. And honestly, it had, you couldn't even really see it anymore. It had been 9 years, Hudson's nine, right? So you couldn't even see, it was pretty much gone, the one what I had for the most part. But yes, this one was hip to hip, but very low. So it is, I have some silicone strips I wear on them, which apparently helps with scarring and healing. And it's, I've been wearing them now. And so yes, it is hip to hip. Absolutely. So I could probably wear, you know, I could put on a bikini, right? In a perfect world, and you wouldn't see it, because that would cover the underwear would cover the scar. But yes, it will be there. And I guess we'll see over time how it fades, how it does. I just hope it does exactly what my C-section scar did and kind of disappear.
Right.
In years, if not sooner, you know, but
still, yeah,
totally worth it. I would still do it.
And
all
the healing,
again.
The healing wise, was that just like a C-section where they had you up right away? Did it feel like the C-section everything like that?
I had to get up immediately because they don't want you to get a blood clot. So I came home after the surgery and I stayed at my friend. Well, I didn't go home. I stayed with my friend Callie, bless her heart. She's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for her. And she was getting me up every hour to move around. So, and I was motivated. So at first you're like freaked out and you're on anesthesia still and you're like, right, you know,
right.
That starts to wear off. And, you know, I had pain management. I used the meds, which helped.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just thinking about this last night. I was able to just sit straight up in bed easily. That, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was like a slow sit up. You know
struggle.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But here I am 3 weeks out. And I think I'm doing pretty good. So
I bet you it's probably even easier than a C-section because they're not moving any of the muscles or anything like that.
No, they are. They are. It's actually different. Yes. Because you can, there's different ways you can do it. But the way I did it, they repaired my stomach muscles, which is why the stomach is the hardest if you do it. So the boobs and the arms felt so easy compared to the stomach, honestly.
That's what my thoughts are. But dang it. Okay.
But a lot of women have tummy tucks just from having children. I mean, a lot of women who haven't lost 150 pounds do it. I know a lot of women that have, because your body changes so much. You know?
Right. Well,
you know?
And me losing 140 pounds, I've had three children myself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand and I get it. That's why it's like, do I do this or do I not do this? And remembering the recovery from the C-sections and how difficult it was. At the same time, I was a lot bigger, so it was harder for me to move around.
Oh, sure. And yes, being in shape made a huge difference. I believe that, because I could use my legs more to get myself up. Had I been in worse shape, it would have been harder. I believe that. So,
you go.
All right, girlfriend.
Thank you so
much. Of course. Have a great day, Saucy Sandra.
You as well. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, I got Jennifer in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What's your question for me about my recent skin removal surgery after my weight loss?
I am just curious, what would happen if you gain weight back?
Well, that would suck.
Do you have, like, room to... Would you stretch? Still have enough to accommodate?
Yes, I would. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people who've had tummy tucks who've gained weight back. There's got to be, you know, with everything in today's day. And, you know, it's a fair question. The skin would, it would stretch back out. It would feel like a waste. But that's also kind of why I waited almost 4 years until I had this surgery, because I remember thinking about it a little after I lost weight and being like, no way, because if I gain it back, no way, man. No way I'm having this surgery. I was terrified. But after doing it for 4 years, almost 4 years now, I'm like, I feel like my eating's under control. I feel like that part of my life I'm confident in, and I can do this. And it's a lifestyle, you know. I've been consistent enough that I finally felt comfortable enough to do it and not be scared. 2 years ago, I still would have been scared to do it with that fear, you know? And hey, never say never. I mean, let's hope to God that never happens. But yeah, I mean, the skin would just stretch back out and, you know, there you'd be. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, very proud of you. Good for you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day, all right?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Last but not least is our OG. Hey, Ryan in Calabama.
Man, it never gets old listening to that song.
I know. You picked a good one. You really did. So,
good
Ryan,
morning, Booster.
It is a good morning, Booster. How you doing today, Ryan?
Doing good. Can't complain. It does no good nowadays.
That's right. It's true. You're right. You're my positive guy, right? It's been 3 weeks since I had this surgery. I'm letting you guys ask me anything. And you said you don't have any questions for me, right?
Right. I follow you on Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, you've seen it all. And I'm pretty, I'm an oversharer, Ryan. So I said, actually, I have a question for you. My question for you is something I asked the ladies in the office yesterday, which is it too much? Am I oversharing too much? That's my question for everybody. And I really want to know the answer. Sometimes I go, is this too much for people? Do they want to know this much, or is it too much? Be honest with me. I know you will be.
No, I think you're doing great. I think you really have the opportunity to show it off to the world. And I think that's what you're doing. And the process is what the process is.
Okay. So it's not
too
much.
You're doing great.
It's not too much.
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Good. That was my only thing, because I tend to overshare, which is one of my greatest strengths and my worst and my best weaknesses. Let me tell you, Ryan, my oversharing, right?
You're actually, I think, boosting a lot of other women's morale confidence by posting what you're posting and showing them, hey, look at what can happen. You know, you set your mind to a goal. You make the goal happen, and this is where it can go, and this is the recovery process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like...
Give them some hope. It gives them some hope.
Yes,
I was surprised.
Exactly,
I know I shouldn't be, but I was always surprised every time I get messages from women asking me questions or saying, oh, I'm getting more confident about wanting to do this, or I wasn't sure, and now I see how it goes. And that was something I wish I had. So if I can do that for one or two women or more, great, because I always felt that way. Like, man, I wish I had somebody I could watch and ask every single question to. So, okay.
Right.
Well, then I'm going to
keep
oversharing.
You're not even just doing it for just women, though. You're doing it for some men, too, that go out and get, lose weight and do it, too. So, you're hitting it on the tee. So,
uh-huh.
I would keep doing what you're doing.
And at the end of the day, what feels the best is that I'm doing it for myself, really, because there's no guy or my life that I'm doing it for. It's not to prove it. You know, I felt like that has helped with everything, because it's not for somebody else at the end of the day.
No,
but if it helps all these people, that's really cool, too. So, I'm proud of that part. So, all right, Ryan, I will keep sharing.
We're proud of you, so.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. It really has been amazing to watch her grow up over the years since she has done the first season to now the latest season. She's gotten a lot older. She was just a little kid, it feels like, in the first one, and she's not a kid anymore. But she was doing an interview with Drew Barrymore, who also was a child star, as a lot of you know. And on the Drew Barrymore show, Drew asked her what pop star or what celebrity she dreamed of playing in a movie. And I found it really interesting that Millie Bobby Brown, I don't think I could have guessed this, but it makes sense thinking about it and hearing what she says, knowing she's a child star. She said she dreams of playing Britney Spears in a movie. And here's exactly why Millie Bobby Brown said she wants to play Britney. Listen to this.
Just growing up in the public eye, watching her videos, watching interviews of her when she was younger. I mean, same thing with you. It's like, I see the scramble for words and I don't know her, but when I look at pictures of her, I feel like I could tell her story in the right way, and hers only.
You know, and it makes total sense when you hear Millie Bobby Brown say that as a child star, she relates to Britney in a lot of ways. I loved it how she was really candid in that, saying, stumbling for words. You know, we expect them to always know what to say and do the right thing, and people jump on them like crazy. Even in adulthood, Britney gets beat up, you know, for saying the wrong thing. But think about how much that stems from just even their childhood and always having so much pressure on them not to say the wrong thing. So, hey, maybe one day Millie Bobby Brown will get her dream, it will come true, and she will get to play Britney Spears, because honestly, I am here for it.
You've spoken.
103.7
Find out.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's, I got to tell you, this came in. You can always email amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And this one is awkward. All right, here we go. Wanda wrote in, changed the name. We had to because just listen to this one. This is what Wanda wrote in. She said, am I the jerk for helping him cheat? She said, I am good friends with my daughter-in-law and her family. Well, my daughter-in-law's sister, Jill, is going through a rough patch with her husband. And they're separated, but still living together and trying to slowly and amicably separate for the kids. Through all of this, Jill's husband, we'll call him Jack, asked me for the phone number of a good family friend. We'll call her Betty. I gave him her number and thought it was a little suspicious, but I didn't want to get involved. Well, now it has turned into a full-blown affair, and Jill is devastated. Whew. So am I the jerk for not telling Jill as soon as Jack asked me for another woman's phone number? Sincerely, Wanda. I read this one, I thought, oh, what a horrible position to be put in, huh? Horrible. So basically, Wanda's got a daughter-in-law she's close with, but the daughter-in-law's sister separating from her husband. The husband called and asked for a family friend's phone number. She gave it to him. He's now having a full-blown affair. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling the sister as soon as he asked for another woman's number. That's what Wanda wants to know. I don't know what the answer is because I get not wanting to be involved. Totally get that. 414-533-1037. Is Wanda a jerk for, I guess, I don't know if it's intentionally helping him cheat accidentally? You guys are going to have to be the judge on this one. 414-533-1037. You can call or text that number. We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, I think this one's really awkward. Really awkward. Wanda wrote into the show. She said she's good friends with her daughter-in-law and her family. Not a bad thing, but the daughter-in-law's sister, Jill, now going through a rough patch with her husband. They're slowly and amicably separating, but doing slowly for the kids. They're still living together, but through all of their separation, Jill's husband, we'll call him Jack, called and asked for the phone number of a good family friend, and he's now having a full-blown affair with that family friend that he called and asked for the phone number of. He says the wife is devastated, so she obviously knows, but Wanda wants to know if she's the jerk for not telling Jill as soon as Jack asked her for another woman's phone number. Ah, Wanda, my heart hurts for you, but we're just gonna go straight to the phones today, and we are going to let the listeners decide like we always do. First up on the air, I have got another one of our regulars I haven't heard from this week, so let me go ahead and pull her up. I have to check the line. There she is. Welcome back to the show, LaToya. How are you? Oh! Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. 3 weeks out from my surgery, I'm feeling good. But LaToya, this isn't about me. This is about Wanda. She wants to know if she's the jerk for accidentally, I guess, helping this guy cheat. What do you think?
My 7-year-old
says
she's a jerk.
Oh, she's weighing in. Fair enough. You can say it. I want to hear the truth. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like you should treat people how you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And if she was in that situation, I'm pretty sure she would have wanted somebody to give her a heads up. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she's a jerk for initially giving her phone number to the gentleman because
she didn't
you don't know anybody else. than kidding. But once you realize that they were messing around, I think that she should have provided that information and just stated facts. Like, I gave him the number, he called me, he asked for it, and just left it as facts. Not, you know, oh my God, I think this is happening.
Sure.
So, yeah, I do feel like she's a jerk.
Okay.
Because she should have just, you know.
She should, maybe she shouldn't have given the number at all and just said, this is, I don't want to know what you're doing or what's going on here. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you say, yes, Wanda's a jerk then. All right. That's where we're going, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love the honesty, and I think it's fair. I can see it either way. So, okay. LaToya says Wanda's the jerk. All right. Thanks for your input, girl. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Next up, we have got another one of our regulars. Welcome back to the show, Sam in West Bend.
Hello.
Hey. So, Sam, Wanda wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for basically giving her daughter-in-law's sister's husband, they're separating. She gave him a family friend's number when he asked for it. And now they're having a full-blown affair. Is Wanda a jerk? What do you think here?
So, if she really didn't want to get involved, because I think somewhere in her email it said like she didn't want to get involved, she wouldn't have gave him. She wouldn't have gave out the number. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, unless Wanda's very naive. If somebody called me, like if I was Wanda, I would have known right away what he wanted that number for.
This is what Wanda said, Sam, in the email. She said, "I gave him her number, and I thought it was suspicious, but I didn't want to get involved." That was the line. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't want to get involved, you got involved the minute you gave that number.
Yes, light her up. It's fair. Fair enough. Uh-huh.
So now you're in it, and now you're the jerk. Yeah. If you would have just said, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable giving you her number. Hit her up on Facebook. Get the number from her herself. Like,
Absolutely.
So the minute she gave that number out, she became a jerk.
Sure. She became part of the problem. Fair enough.
She became a part of the problem.
Especially when she knew they were separating. Yeah.
Right. Don't play dumb and be like, I don't know why he wanted the number. Like, yes, you do.
Solid point, Sam. You know what? You're right. You brought me back around. I think I'm on you and LaToya's side now for sure. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, girl. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Next up on the show, another regular. I know everyone says it's so hard to get in these days, but that's not a bad thing. Anna in Milwaukee, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. Got a little Harry Styles as your theme song. Because you called 5 days in a row. That's how it happens. You call 5 days in a row, you get through, you get your own theme song. So, Anna, what do you think? Is Wanda a jerk for helping this guy cheat by giving him this girl's phone number?
Yes, I agree with the previous caller. You know, the moment she gave him the phone number is when she became a jerk. I mean, quite obvious why he wanted the number. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want a friend. He was looking for someone.
Well, and I love that Sam just pointed that out. Sam in West Bend said that, you know, and that email and that line in that email where she said, I thought it was suspicious, which, yes, does kind of insinuate that she knew something was off. It wasn't for like, I need help with fixing something or finding someone. It was more like, why is he asking for this random person's number that I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure she would not like it if, you know, that was done to her.
Oof. No, she would not. Yeah. And shame on this guy. He sucks, by the way. I know Wanda's getting lit up right now, but he sucks too just wait till you're divorced or separated. Now you got to go for a family friend. What the hell, man? It's even worse when it's someone close to the family. What the hell, man? So anyway.
I agree.
Yes, Anna. Hey, thanks for calling in. It was good to hear from you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Next up on the phones, going to tell us if Wanda's a jerk is Tiffany in Kenosha. Oh! Hey!
Good morning!
Good morning, Tiffany! Gosh, I love your song.
Thank you.
Tiffany, what do you think? Wanda wants to know if she's a jerk for helping her daughter-in-law. She's close with her daughter-in-law's family, and her daughter-in-law's sister, Jill, is going through a rough patch, getting divorced. The husband called her, asked for a family friend's number. He's now having a full-blown affair. She the jerk for helping him cheat.
So I'm going to kind of go against, I guess, what everybody else is saying.
And
I'm going to say I'm saying she's not a jerk. So we come from a pretty big family, and it's pretty normal in my family for people to, like, call, and everybody kind of has different things that they know how to do. Uh-huh. And I'm going, well, she doesn't know why he's calling, and maybe it did seem suspicious, but it would be normal for somebody to call and ask for somebody's number in my family, whether it was the opposite sex or not. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he did with it. He's the jerk, mm-hmm. and I can see why she feels bad now, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I'm going to say she's not a jerk, and to tell his ex at this point, I think, is just going to add more, like, hurt, and I would just keep it to myself, and what's done is done. And,
she said in the email, the ex knows now. The ex is devastated. The ex found out. So the future ex-wife knows he's having an affair now with the family friend because she gave the number to him. That's so...
I wouldn't tell her that she gave it, though.
but you know what else we got to remember? And this is where I'll back you up a little, Tiffany, is that why is it her responsibility for him to, it's on him at the end of the day and his behavior and how he chooses to handle the situation or his divorce or whatever, right? Like at the end
Absolutely,
of the day, like you said, Wanda's like, okay, here's your number. Her intentions were not to help him cheat. She thought it was suspicious, but he's the one doing he's the one still living with his ex, going through a divorce and, you know, doing the cheating or whatever you want to call it, right?
He's the jerk, he's the one doing the behavior.
Yeah, we're putting it on Wanda. So I do get both sides. All right, well, hey, props to you for having your own opinion and standing out from the rest, Tiffany. All right, that's three yeses, one no. We got one more call. Have a great day, Tiffany, all right?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Finally, I'm so excited. I saved him for last because it's a very special day. It's his birthday. Welcome to the show, Santino. Happy birthday.
Let's go. Woo! Thank you.
Oh, and after we're done with Am I the Jerk, I got a little special song for you. So I wanted to save you for last, Santino. And what do you think about this? Is Wanda a jerk for helping this guy cheat by giving him the phone number of the family friend?
I'm going to break this down a little bit. But first off, my nine-year-old was listening.
Yeah.
He was like, he's the jerk because he didn't know that Wanda didn't have her vision anymore. You get it? You get it?
Wanda. Oh, jeez. Santino, your nine-year-old is a riot. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I think let's get back to the topic. I think we're all forgetting that she is the mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. She's not even this girl's mother-in-law. She's close with, this is kind of confusing. She is the mother-in-law of the sister. Like, she's not even technically related to this couple. Like, Jack, the couple, Jill is sisters with her daughter-in-law. Does that make sense? It's a mess. Yes. It's family at the end of the day if you're all happy, though, together.
Exactly. Yeah, think about it. Yeah. She's putting a strain on her child's marriage by giving information to her daughter-in-law's sister. So now the husband and the daughter are going to be like, Mom, what are you doing?
Oh, right. She's now stressing out her own daughter-in-law.
Exactly.
Because it's her sister. Oh, she did get it. Yes. Yes.
She know good and darn well that that was wrong. You don't give somebody. Why did she go to her sister? Or why didn't he go to the sister and get the information? Or or the brother? Or the son, I'm sorry.
Because he probably knew that they would think it was shady. Or they wouldn't give it to him? I don't know.
Exactly. Their mom should have known that it was shady. She too old for that. Oof. Don't play them games. Especially if they're living in the same house. Don't play them games.
Yeah. Oh, this is a tough one. Well, maybe it's not a tough one because you say yes, she's definitely a jerk then, Wanda, the mom.
Oh my gosh, she is a jerk.
Yeah. Okay. I think I get it. 4-1. That's 4 yeses and 1 no today on Am I the Jerk? And I think what you said was valid, Santino. So thanks for your input.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we all know J-Lo and Ben Affleck got married after 20 years of being apart and having kids with other people. When they first were together and were engaged, they didn't have any kids, and they were 20 years younger. And so Jennifer Lopez is reflecting in the new issue of Vogue about her relationship with him and what she thinks they did wrong the first time. She said she truly believes that living out loud Cloud with Ben Affleck really turned out to bite them. She said, we were so young and we were so in love at that time. And this was the early 2000s. She said that they were just really open about how they felt about each other and everything that was going on in their lives. And she said, I was from the Bronx. Who didn't say what they thought there? So she said, since then, she's had to learn that you can't just say everything you want when you're in the public eye like that. You can't live as freely without everyone getting in between your relationship. She said a lot of people had a lot of feedback because they didn't think they were right for each other. So a lot of people didn't want them to be together. And I get it. They were, you know, if you were looking from an image standpoint, you're looking at them from totally different worlds, from who Ben Affleck had dated. And she had just come off being with Diddy. And she said she just became very guarded over the whole thing because she realized that people will fillet you. She said, I really wish I could say more. I used to be like that. She said, I am like that, but I've also learned. So she said that that seems to be part of the problem the first time around, is that her and Ben Affleck were just way too open because people always want to give their input and always want to say something, she said, but I always felt like there was a true love there, a real love. So, hey, I think it's cute and I'm happy for them. It is Allie, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and I want to talk to you guys about something next. One of our regular callers told me that they were getting their Christmas decorations out, and I didn't think anything of it because, honestly, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from tomorrow, which is kind of hard to believe at this point, okay? We're only 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving. But Kelly in Sussex, I'm just going to call her out because she's the cutest. She told me she was getting all of her Christmas stuff out last weekend. And then at some point, I don't know if it was on my Facebook, there were some people who were shocked that there were Christmas decorations up and a video I posted with my kids. And I thought, well, it's November. Like, isn't November fair game? I don't have any decorations up. It will be after Thanksgiving for me, mostly because I'm just busy in life and not ready for it yet. So basically, what we're going to talk about right now is, are you team Christmas decorations or are you team too soon? Where are you landing on this topic? People get so riled up about this. And I'm like, you know what? You do you, whatever it is. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can always call or text that. And you can discuss. I'm not going to judge you. You can tell me, hey, I put my stuff up weeks ago. Now, if you say you put it up in October, I might judge you a little, but be honest. You got to be honest here. Maybe you're waiting until after Thanksgiving, or maybe it's already up. All right. 414-533-1037. Christmas decorations now, or are you team too soon? Let me know. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And this morning on the show, we're talking about how Thanksgiving 2 weeks from tomorrow. And at this point, most people are either team Christmas decorations up and ready to go and they're out buying stuff and gifts, or they're completely team too soon. So we're just going to cut right to it this morning and go to the phones because I was asking you guys, I wanted your input on which side you are on when it comes to this. So first on the phone, we got a lot of people on the phone. I want to get to all of you. Welcome to the show, one of our regulars, Justin in Pewaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Of course, if you call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song. And Justin, you did this a long time ago, so you're one of our regulars. Justin, I have no idea which way you're going to go on this. I'm dying to hear. Are you team Christmas decorations now or team too soon?
So I'm kind of against the whole, like, you know, when the stores have it out, like, October 1st for Christmas
sure.
stuff.
It's ridiculous,
but when it
yeah.
comes to putting it up yourself, I don't really have room in my apartment to decorate for Christmas, but when I still lived at home with my parents, their thought logic was, like, as long as it's, like, a week after Halloween, it's fair game to put it up.
Oh.
And the reason behind that was every other year, my parents would either host Thanksgiving or Christmas. And if you're going to put up all that stuff and put all that effort in, you want it to at least be seen by people.
Yeah.
So if you put it up before Thanksgiving and you're hosting Thanksgiving, they can see it. But also, it takes so long for some of that if you're super into that. Like, they have a, like, 18-foot fake Christmas tree from Villiger's they put up every year.
Oh, wow. They're hardcore. Right. They're like, the people whose house you want to go look at. Right. You want to be invited over.
Exactly. They have, like, a big wrought iron and wood sleigh they put out every year with, like, the like, light-up deer and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, massive 6-foot-tall reef on the garage. Yeah, so if you're going to go and put that much effort into it, do it in November. But if you're literally just going to throw up a tree, you can do it whenever you want. Well, but if you're going to put the effort, let it be seen.
Let's be real, Justin. I mean, December goes so fast, and everybody's all over the place. Their schedules change. They're off work. They're on work. The holidays. I'm with you. Like, at least enjoy it for a little while, for sure. I'm with you on that. All right.
Exactly. Get your money worth out of it.
Yes, exactly. And they're so pretty to look at. You know, who's mad about that for an extra week or two in November. All right, Justin, well, thanks for calling in.
Of course. Pleasure as always.
You have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Next up, we have three ladies on the phone calling from Brookfield, Jackie and Bella and Eliana. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Oh, I love it, Jackie, that you've got the girls with you. Thanks for calling in. Are you guys team Christmas decorations? Let's go right now, or are you team too soon?
It's Bella, and we usually do it after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Nice.
That's the rule of thumb. So we do it the day after Thanksgiving, and I usually take it down like the week after New Year's. So that's kind of our thing. But being a mom and raising girls, so it's kind of get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have an older daughter who's 28 that lives in Florida, and she let's put it up on Halloween.
Yeah. So, she's like way early.
Oh my God, she sent me pictures and videos, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. That's early. I would say October's too early. I would actually take a stand on that one for sure. I'm with you on that. November I can handle. You're not freaking me out, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Bella and Eliana, I hope you help your mom put up the decorations, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Next up, one of our regulars, and I can't wait to hear his take on it because I have a theory about you. Welcome to the show, Mike in Hartford.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I feel like you and Kathleen would be, like, dedicated to the cause. How are you team too soon on the Christmas decorations? Where are you guys at?
We are team. I'd like to keep it up all year.
Ah, I knew it. Maybe you've told me that.
I spend so much time putting it up, and I would like to get it done as early as possible.
Yeah.
And when you're in Wisconsin, you want to do it when the weather's nice. You don't want to do it when it's 5 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't put ours up yet. I actually just transitioned my garage from my summer stuff to my winter stuff. Got the snowblower out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And probably this weekend I'll be testing lights to make sure I don't have to go buy any more. And I'm trying to convince the wife to let me buy some more stuff for the yard. So
is she going to let you?
I've been having a whole bunch of other people tell her that I should buy it. And she's like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Well, I've wanted it for a bunch of years and we had to get rid of one thing last year because it broke, so
I
want to replace that with something else.
Well, maybe tomorrow we can have the discussion, are you team inflatable or team hell no on the inflatables?
Well,
hot topic.
Yep, we are definitely not inflatable people here. So
I love it. Well, Mike, thanks for calling in today. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Have a good one.
You too. Yep. She's on day two. She called yesterday, and I know her. I've known her for years. Jamie in Sussex, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, how are you? Are you team put up the decorations already, or is it team too soon for Christmas?
Yeah, so, well, you know, I had Chase on Thanksgiving years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
So ever since we've had Chase, we try to, like, wait to, you know, we do his birthday or Thanksgiving, and then we do the Christmas after. So, but this year, his birthday falls on Thanksgiving again since he was born. And so normally we do it the weekend after Thanksgiving because his birthday has been falling before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So this year, I'm going to go against the grain and I'm actually going to put it up, I think, next weekend.
There you go. We're only 2 weeks out. Birthday. We're only 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving. It's go time. You're okay, I feel like, then, you know?
Well, and I thing, too, Jay always puts out, we do our outdoor decorations, but we don't actually turn them on. Mm-hmm. So we'll put them all out because, like Mike said in Hartford, it's so nice out. And when you're trying to stake things into the ground and climb ladders, you don't want to be doing that when it's cold and windy and snowy. So we always do it when we get the one nice day in November right before, you know, it's all about to go to crap.
Right.
So, but we don't flip the light switch on until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, and you know what you got me thinking about? I'll say this real quick because we got to get to the next callers. But Jamie, I would say since your son was born on Thanksgiving, that's probably the best holiday to be born on because it doesn't mean you have to share your birthday every year with the holiday. Whereas Christmas, you're screwed, right? You know what I mean? Like Thanksgiving moves around and he gets his own day once in a while. So anyway, all right. Well, thanks for calling in. You call back tomorrow. You're going to be on day three, Jamie. I'm going to get you a theme song if you get to five, okay? Don't let me down.
All right. Sounds good,
all right. Bye, friend. I'll talk to you later. Next up, Steve is in Waterford. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Good. What do you think? Are you team Christmas decorations are a go, or is it team too soon?
So I'm not a fan of Christmas starting too soon, but because you get some decent weather in November, I'm actually going to put them up tomorrow.
Okay.
So I am a fan of Christmas decorations in November, but I'm not a fan of Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's fair. I'm with you. Yeah, because it's nice and it gets nostalgic, but if you start it too soon, it just gets weird with the music. I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. So Mariah Carey needs to pipe down until we get past Thanksgiving. I feel you on that one.
Exactly.
You're telling me, do not play All I Want for Christmas until after Thanksgiving. I will respect you and I will not do that to you, Steve. Thanks for calling in today, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Last but not least, on the phones, we've got Sonia in Waukesha. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you team Christmas decorations are a go? I mean, we're 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving, or are you team way too soon?
So I used to be team way too soon. Okay. And then the last 2 years after having, we have three kiddos, and their excitement each year kind of comes in sooner and sooner.
We
have definitely put decorations up way before Thanksgiving, and we actually have them up installed now.
Oh, you do? So, okay, this is an interesting take on it, too. You would say team too soon until you had kids, and now that you have kids, you're all about being festive a little bit earlier for them, which I totally get. Totally get that. So.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my mom growing up, she was always like, don't skip over Thanksgiving, and even to this day, like, she knew that I decorated, and she was like, but where's Thanksgiving? And I was like, just use your imagination. Pretend there's orange and brown somewhere.
Right, well, and I'm one of those people, I forget to throw my pumpkins out. I mean, it'll be December 5th, and I'll be like, I should probably get rid of my pumpkins at this point and rotate the seasons already. Well, thanks for calling in. Yes. Thanks for your input, Sonia and Waukesha. We'll talk to you later. All right, girl.
Bye-bye.